Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting third. The center fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rick Reichard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bubba Morton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Rogers. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ricky Clark. Pitching for the California Angels, Ricky Clark. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos takes first base on ball four. Rick Reichard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first, with Clark covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Angels. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. One out. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off John, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss strikes out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen strikes out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ricky Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noob scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop misplays the ball. That's an error on Noop. Ward moves to third. Josephson moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. Josephson scores. McCraw moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noob scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Repos hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive towards third. Shaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cullen catches it and throws to first to double up Rogers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry strikes out. Rogers drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Berry out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Ricky Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark strikes out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton strikes out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 2 in the game. Voss hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive towards the mound. John reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry bunts towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward is walked intentionally. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Pete Ward. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Clark, and towards Noop, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-2 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held pinch hits for Ricky Clark. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Rojas now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Melton bunts towards first. Hinton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melton for the out. McCraw moves to second. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-3 in the game. Voss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morton. Voss reaches second base with a double. McCraw scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-3 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 3 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ripoz hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripoz for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and California Angels, 1. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.